welcoming our global family this morning. Praise along with us, worship along with us. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Another day that our Father has blessed us. Welcome, global family. This is Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries, host and founder of the Maximize You with the Angel podcast. We are indeed blessed, joyful, as we command this day together. We pray you will be empowered by today's teaching as we unpack biblical truths for personal growth and development. Our desire is to empower and motivate you to walk in victory, run to your destiny as you endeavor to live a balanced, focused, and disciplined life. Let's celebrate our victories, own and learn from our challenges as we embrace the season we're in. I invite you now to open your hearts to receive a supernatural deposit, which will produce a bountiful harvest. Believers, it's your time. It's your season. Again, we're welcoming our global family today. Lift your hands, believers, and let praises rise today. Worship along with us today as we begin to unpack some biblical truths today. You don't want to miss another opportunity to fellowship around the word with us. Remember to like, share, and subscribe, and share the podcast with others so they can go back and listen during the week. We embrace the Spirit of the living God that is with us now. Believers, it's your time. It's your season. Join us now as we give voice to the word according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. So if you have your Bibles, that's Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're going to give voice this morning to the blessing of obedience. If you go back and you're listening via the podcast, whatever time of day you want to just listen in and give voice to the word, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And today we're using the message version. Listen in. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you, spread out beyond you, because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. God's blessing inside the city, God's blessing in the country, God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. God's blessing on your basket and bread bowl. God's blessing in your coming in, God's blessing in your going out. God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come out at you one way and run away on seven roads. God will defeat your enemies who attacked you. They'll come out at you on one road and run away on seven roads. God will order a blessing on your barns and workplaces. He'll bless you in the land that he's promised to give you. Our Father is blessing us in the land that he has given us. God will form you as a people holy to himself, just as he's promised you, if you keep the commandments of the word and live the way he has shown you. All the peoples on earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. God lavishes you with good things, children from your womb, your offspring from your animals, and crops from your land, the land that God promised your ancestors that he would give you. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule, and bless the work you take in hand. You lend to many nations, but you yourself will not have to take out a loan. God makes you the head, not the tail. We got to go back. You lend to many nations, but you yourself, don't miss this, won't have to take out a loan. God makes you the head, not the tail. You'll always be on top, never beneath, never come behind, as you obediently listen to, diligently keeping, the commands of the Father, your God, that he commands you today. Believers, don't swerve an inch to the right or the left from the words that I've given you today by going off following and worshiping other gods. Give him glory and praise now for these words of faith according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. You want to receive now that you are under an open heaven today, living under an open heaven. And that the rain of our Father saturates you now. It saturates you now. Father, we give you praise for those who are joining us today, for those who will go back and listen via the podcast. We thank you for the blessing of obedience as we continue to move forward in faith, one day at a time, Father, knowing that you are our help, you are our strength. And because of you today, Father, we can move forward. We find strength in your word. We are comforted by these words of faith, and we praise you for it now. Come on and give God glory and praise. Another day, another week, we have just given voice to the blessing of obedience. We've given voice to the blessing of obedience. So we need your help. Let somebody know that we are live now. They don't want to miss this live teaching today. So we've given voice to the blessing of obedience. This is according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're in a new month. We want to embrace this new season that we're in. We want to embrace this new season. And as I was meditating, preparing for today, that says to me today in a new month, we want to be intentional about giving voice to the word, So we're going to begin today to come together corporately according to Matthew 18:19 in the spirit of agreement, corporate prayer today. And so if you would just pray along with me by making declarations of your faith, it is a form of prayer. So declare with me today, say, I will experience multiple doors opening to me this month. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for divine relationships and assistance in every area needed. I experience multiple doors opening to me this month. I believe I receive. Come on and receive it. Say, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for divine relationships. I thank you for assistance in every area of my life. I thank you for inner strength and instinctive ideas. As a leader, as a strategic leader, whether you're leading in your home, you're leading in business, whether you're leading corporately, whether you're leading in ministry, leading your family, declare, say, I am a strategic leader. And as a leader, you are giving me a team with diverse perspectives, with creative concepts and ideas for the vision that you've given me. I believe I receive. Declare that. Say, I am an effective problem solver. I live life on purpose as my authentic self. I embrace my uniqueness, and I command this day, this month, this week to fully cooperate with the plans and purposes you have for me. And my best days, I said my best days are ahead of me. I believe in me. I have what it takes. I declare that I have what it takes for this season. I declare that I am strong. I am courageous. I am a champion. I am equipped to bless my family and leave a legacy for my children and descendants. These are my declarations of faith. I choose to believe what I say, and I have what I say. I align my words with my Father's word, and I thank you now, Father, for a harvest of the words that I plant today. For your word is incorruptible seed. I take time today to intentionally plant your word in my recreated spirit. And I am in expectancy of a harvest. Come on and give him glory and praise. Declare, believe it, say, just as the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she conceived Jesus, the living word, I speak now that the Holy Spirit overshadows me, living within my recreated spirit, sends angelic messengers assigned to me, which reveals that which is in my spiritual womb. I believe we have the right people connecting today. Yes, I believe we have some dreamers today. You have some things that have been lying dormant in your recreated spirit. So declare this again, just as the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. She conceived Jesus, the living word. I speak now that the Holy Spirit overshadows me, living within my recreated spirit, sends angelic messengers that are assigned to me, which reveal that which is in my spiritual womb. Isaiah 54, verse 1 through 4 says, sing, barren woman, who would never bore a child. Burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor. Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Believers, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispose nations. Yes. And settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. I speak now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I speak as a prophetic voice today that in a season of barrenness for some of us today, Father, I thank you now for life, for Zoe life, that we spread out to the right and to the left. That our descendants, yes, our descendants are blessed. We are able to leave a legacy. We move forward in faith today. We thank you now that we forget the shame of our youth. We forget the shame of past mistakes, and we remember no more the reproach. Yes, Father, we give you praise and glory for these confessions of faith. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping your covenant with Abraham. We declare by faith today, declare it, believers, say, I am Abraham's seed. So you keep your covenant with Abraham, Father, means you're keeping your covenant with me. You are a covenant-keeping God, and I give you praise and glory now for your word. But from everlasting, believers, to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, according to Psalms 103, verse 17 through 18. His righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Father, we boldly declare your word today. As we come together in the spirit of agreement, we're doing this corporately. According to the word you've given us in Exodus chapter 23, We declare by faith, Father, your word tells us to get ready. So we declare we're ready today. We boldly declare that we're ready. And as we've gotten ourselves ready today, Father, you have dispatched angels. You're sending those messengers that are assigned to us, our angels, to go ahead of us, to guard us in our travels, to lead us, to lead us in the place that you've prepared. We're ready. You're sending our angels ahead of us to guard us in our travels, to lead us to the place that you've prepared. We pay close attention to those angelic forces, our messengers that are assigned to us. We are obedient. We're following the lead. The leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. We refuse to go against what you've given us, what you've assigned us, what you're showing us, what you're revealing to us. Because, Father, we know that as you have released those angelic forces, Father, they act on your authority. And you've delegated authority to us as believers. Declare now, believers, say, as I listen and obey your word, the angelic host assigned to me. And I thank you, Father, that I'm doing everything that you've commanded me, everything that you've given me. All the promises in your word are yes and amen. You've commanded me today. You've promised, Father, to be an enemy to my enemies. I believe that. To fight those who fight me. I believe what your word says. I'm holding on to my profession of faith. My angel today is dispatched. Yes. I give permission, Father, for you to dispatch those ministering angels that are assigned to me. They go ahead of me today. They lead me to a place of plenty. As I give voice to your word today, I'm led to a place of plenty. Father, you bless my food and my water. You eliminate sickness from among me. There will not be any miscarriages or barrenness of the vision you've given me. Believers, hold on to that. That the vision that our Father, those goals, those dreams that he placed inside you, that you won't miscarry. There will be no miscarriages or barrenness of the vision that you've given us. We believe today. Say, I declare I live a full and complete life. That's my confession. You promised, Father, to send terror ahead of me. Throw those who oppose me into a panic. They can come up against me. Opposition can present itself, Father, but I thank you now that you throw terror. Yes, Father, I thank you that you send terror ahead of me, and you throw those who oppose me into a panic. For those who God foreknew, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30, believers, it says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. That's us. That's me, believers. Come on, say that. That's me too. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Give him praise right there. We thank you, Father, for these words of faith today. Thank you now. Let's continue, believers. Say, in the name of Jesus, I declare. I boldly declare today. I speak on purpose that I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, as a believer, I'm entitled to covenant kindness and covenant favor. The favor of the word is among me, the righteous. And the favor of the word surrounds me today. Yes, it surrounds me everywhere I go, in everything I do. I expect favor to be in full manifestation in my life. Never again will I be without the favor of the word. The favor of the word rests richly upon me. The favor of the word profusely abounds in me. I am a part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably, limitlessly, and surpassingly. Therefore, favor produces today, this week, supernatural increase. Favor produces today supernatural increase. Favor produces today promotion, restoration, honor, increase, assets, greater victories. Favor produces recognition, prominence, preferential treatment. Favor produces petitions granted. Policies and rules are changed, and battles are won in which I do not have to fight. Father, I thank you now that the favor of the word is on me. The favor of the word goes before me. Therefore, my life will never be the same. This is the time of your favor, Father, in my life. Jehovah God, this is the time of your favor, Jehovah Rohi, in my life. That is the favor of the word in Jesus' mighty name. Give him glory and praise now for the favor of the word. For the favor of the word today. Give him glory and praise for these confessions of faith today. Give him glory and praise for the word. You want to believe today that as I have released the word, say this, that I have released God's word out of my mouth today, and I'm keeping the word of God in my recreated spirit now. So I thank you, Father, for the release of the word in my life. I thank you now. I declare the glory of the Lord is over my life, the manifested presence of my Father, the manifested power of my Father, and the manifested goodness of my Father. I declare that now. I thank you that the presence of my Father is heavy with every good thing now. Every good and perfect gift belongs to me today. I thank you and I praise you now, for this is the year of the open door. This is the year of the supernatural as we rebirth and expand. I'm stepping now as I walk by faith, not by sight. I'm stepping through some open doors into the glory of God. Give him praise and glory now. I thank you, Father, that I'm walking in freedom and liberty, that the Spirit of the living God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And that means we minister believers in our careers. We minister. Yes, he's commanded you to preach the gospel, to minister in your everyday life, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set all liberty them, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We give you praise and glory today. We are walking today in the supernatural. Supernatural health. Come on, believe you receive. Declare it. Say supernatural health. I'm walking today in the supernatural. Supernatural wealth. Supernatural provision. Supernatural protection, supernatural direction, supernatural wisdom of God. I declare that we are healed now in the name of Jesus. We are delivered from destruction. We walk in divine protection. No weapon formed against me. Say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me, I condemn, for this is the heritage of my Father, and our righteousness is of him. I am led today. I am directed today, guided by the precious spirit life of the word. That's the Holy Spirit who lives and abides in me now. I am one with the Spirit of God. I hear the voice of my Father. That's the good shepherd, Jehovah Rohi, and a stranger's voice I will not entertain. I shall not follow. I declare today that I am progressing today. I am progressive in my thinking, Father. I thank you for creative ideas and concepts now that are releasing me in a wealthy place today. I declare today that I am prospering, increasing every day. Me and my family, me and my children and my descendants, I leave a legacy. I thank you because I'm a giver, that the windows of heaven, they're open over me now, pouring out a blessing that I can't even contain. The devourer is rebuked for my sake, according to the word. He shall not destroy the fruit of my ground, neither shall my vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. Nations called us blessed. They call me blessed because I am a delightsome land. This is according to your word, Father. I boldly declare today, because I am a sower, that the hundredfold return is working on my behalf. Believers, say that again. Because I am a sower, the hundredfold return is working on my behalf every day, every day, every minute, every minute. Father, you're able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to me now in abundance, so that I may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient. So I declare I'm self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. I thank you now because I am an investor, that my investments are producing mighty fruit. We're going to say that again. Because I am an investor, my investors are producing mighty fruit. I thank you, Father, that you command the blessing upon me in my storehouse, upon all that I set my hands to, so I'm careful about what I touch. I thank you, Father, that I am strong in the Lord. This is my confession in the power of your might. And today I declare that I'm like a tree by the rivers of water. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water who bear fruit in its season. Our leaves today, my leaves do not wither. Whatsoever I do, it prospers. My steps are ordered by my Father today. And I boldly declare I speak now the end from the beginning in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for these confessions of faith today. We thank you now. We've given voice to your word. And so now, Father, we have set up the month of April for blessings. Yes. So we thank you for a supernatural harvest this month. Yes. We give you glory and praise. Believers, go on out today in a praise with us. Your great name, Todd Delaney, your great name going out with a praise today with us. We just believe to receive today the goodness of our Father in the land of the living today. Give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for these words of faith. Thank you now. Thank you, Father. We want to say thank you for joining us weekly. Remember to like, share, subscribe. We welcome our global family weekly. We thank you for your feedback. Make sure that you're giving your words a specific assignment, making sure that the word is the main thing in your life. Go on out, believers, today, and continue to maximize your believers' walk in the word. This has been Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries, host and founder of the Maximize You with the Angel podcast. Many blessings for a prosperous week.